Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Monday, the 24th of August at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of Euronext Dublin about IPOs and listings and even delistings. And we'll be looking at AI retraining in the Midlands and all the markets as usual, including that trade war between Canada and the US. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main international business stories in the papers and websites in the superb company of Paul Kavanagh from Patronus Partners. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Joe.
We will come to Canada in a moment, but let's start with bonds. It's another week. They were at an elevated position all last week, and there was intervention from Scott Bessent. How have the markets reacted? How have the bonds, how are they going to start this week, would you say?
Well, I think the pressure remains on the bond market. I don't think the intervention that we've seen at the moment has materially changed the direction of bond yields. Scott Bessent has clearly opened his account, as I would call it, by saying that I'm going to sort of step in and intervene and do what's... but the numbers are not big at the moment. And I think that if the yields continue to rise, then the pressure will come back to him to do more and will play out a role book that we've seen many times before, to be candid, when we do get intervention into bond markets, that these things can run for many weeks or months. The numbers scale up, but at the same time, it's unless you bring the big bazooka, it often can mean that the trend remains with us. And it is important. It's a really important week for the US economic policy. We have later this week the Jackson Hole sort of gathering that takes place, where
symposium.
Symposium, indeed. This event has historically been where very major things are announced. You go back to the great financial crash of 2008, and that was where Ben Bernanke sort of stood up and really sort of gave the speech that changed the direction of the policies meaningfully at that point. And we know also for European policy. So it's a big event. It comes up. We've obviously got a new chair of the Fed who will be giving his sort of first speech. And a lot of the angle here is going to be, you know, Fed policy versus Scott Bessent. Both of them seemingly sort of having a rather disjointed communication at the bond market. Scott Bessent going off, intervening in his hands. What are the Fed going to say later this week? So I think it's going to be a fascinating week. And this time we sort of sit down next week, I think we'll know a lot more about what's happening in the US economy.
And over the weekend, Donald Trump has even threatened to use the US military against the bond markets.
This was a very strange speech. I don't know if he was getting his words out correctly, but
you're being very gracious.
Well, he was being asked about the intervention and spent a lot of the speech sort of applauding Scott Bessent. Scott has been a very loyal individual to Donald Trump. He's been right alongside him, never sort of steering away from his sort of message, and so Donald Trump was speaking very highly. He's a good man. He will intervene, but of course he said we've got many intervention methods. Ultimately, the military, and I'm not quite sure what that meant, but just sort of reading the sort of feedback comments, people were saying, so you know, we're going to intervene in the military to the bond investors. We're going to send the tanks into the bond market investors and tell them that they've got to buy bonds and keep yields below these levels. I think
everyone was trying to. Do you have your flak jacket on and your helmet on just in case they go for you?
It did appear as so everyone was just sort of trying to sort of work out what this ultimately meant, but it was certainly one of the stranger comments that we've had from Donald Trump in relation to financial markets.
Talking of Scott Bessent, he said today is the economic D-Day. against Iran.
Yes, this is a big day for him and Iran. There's going to be a conference which will come around at about 5 p.m. this evening. And he's treating August the 24th as Economic D-Day. For me, it's a bit like, you know, our greatest sale ever. Whenever you've got a retail shop that puts up, we've got our biggest price fall ever, even though they've had sales on for months and months, you know, they've got to make it sound bigger and better in order to attract the punter. And it's the same here, that they're talking about the biggest economic sanctions that they can go against Iran. But as you've correctly pointed out already this morning, you know, it's been going a long time, the economic sanctions. Where I think he's going to target, and where I think we've just got to watch out, is that obviously many places around the world do deal with Iran. It's an important source of their energy and requirements, and as a result of that, he is targeting those that deal with Iran, and so we could end up again with discussions later on about economic. Policies against China and
Russia,
India. All of those major continents that we're going for you if you continue to help support Iran in their activities here and financially are supporting them, we're going for you as well. Not military, but financially.
Yeah, and closer to home, as in closer to Washington, it looks like a trade war is now very much in the offing between two giant trading partners, Canada and the US.
Yes, that's right. And he's up against a formidable sort of candidate, economic candidate in Canada, where the tariffs, so it's obviously a major trading partner for North America. I think the disappointment here was that both sides had felt leading into these discussions at the weekend that they were close to a deal. And certainly that had been reported, and it is a major deal. It's, you know, tens of billions of dollars of exports for Canada. And so there was a feeling that they would be coming to a successful conclusion. The fact that Canada walked away from those discussions, is unusual. It's almost unheard of for Canada to walk away. And as a result, they feel that the talks have gone back to square one. But Canadians, and this is reported quite widely, are specifically picking out goods that are sort of US imported goods and buying local, buying Canadian. This is happening more and more around the world, this sort of more homegrown
avoiding bourbon, etc.
Avoiding American goods. And this is the natural result of the tariff war. It's what Donald Trump would have been warned about at the outset, that you start to go back to nationalization of trade, and it's very hard to unpick that later on. So it is beginning to happen. But again, you asked the question about whether financial markets are responding to this. I think financial markets have become sort of slightly mature about these sort of big headline developments in any trade negotiation or anything to do with Iran, that it could be this week and then suddenly next week. So it doesn't get sort of caught out on huge swings in prices. It seems like time and patience is a virtue in most of these things.
Always is. Paul, thank you so much for joining us. That's Paul Kavanagh from Patronus Partners.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.